The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era vs. Too Many Bones in 2026, which Chip Theory RPG. Margot here, the cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Buy Too Many Bones if you want compact one-night adventures, strongly defined gear locks, faster reset and repeatable solo mastery. Buy The Elder Scrolls if you want a freeform three-act campaign, dungeon and world exploration, mix and match class lines, and a larger evolving build. Owning both makes sense only if those two calendar shapes both occur in your life. The record says these games share materials, combat ancestry and a publisher, then diverge almost everywhere that matters. Too Many Bones builds a whole adventure toward one tyrant, usually in one sitting. Betrayal of the Second Era builds a hero across three acts, saves between them, and gives exploration physical space. Current owners call Elder Scrolls, TMB 2.0, a shorthand, then spend entire threads explaining why the experiences are not replacements. Here is the clean ledger. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Should you buy Elder Scrolls or Too Many Bones? Recent June 2026 comparison threads converge on the same split. Elder Scrolls is larger, more freeform, more rules-heavy, and easier to describe as a dungeon campaign experience. Too Many Bones is more compact, quicker to reset, and built around learning the boundaries of a highly specific gear lock. A typical Elder Scrolls campaign spans three acts and roughly 7 to 10 hours for many groups. A TMB run builds toward one tyrant in an evening or long afternoon. If your table disappears after dinner, TMB wins before the first die is rolled. If you want to save a character and return to a world over three nights, Elder Scrolls earns the footprint. What does Elder Scrolls change? Betrayal of the Second Era takes Chip Theory's chips, dice, neoprene, and tactical positioning into a broader adventure structure. Characters combine ancestry, class, and skill lines rather than arriving as one fixed puzzle. The overworld chooses where an act goes, dungeons unfold on tiles, equipment and skills build across the campaign. The freedom is the appeal and the rules burden. More systems interact, the table expands, and by Act 2 a strong build can feel nearly complete. Owners sometimes report rushing the final act once the character engine peaks. That is a useful warning. The game's pleasure is development and discovery, not only the last boss. What does Too Many Bones preserve? Too Many Bones keeps its adventure abstract. Encounter cards advance the day count, training points improve stats or unlock skill dice, and the 4x4 battle mat compresses combat into a positional puzzle. Each gear lock has a strong mechanical identity. Picket tanks, Boomer manages explosives, Patches heals, Tantrum turns anger into a resource. That definition is why repeat play works. You are not only trying new builds, you are learning a character's grammar. Misses often produce bones, which fuel a backup plan rather than becoming dead results. The system makes failure material. The official core currently lists 4 gear locks, 7 tyrants, 64 skill dice, and the complete battle encounter loop. It does not need an expansion to function. Which game fits your table and return rhythm? TMB wins the small table contest. The battle mat is fixed, character areas are defined, and each run resets. Elder Scrolls needs world dungeon state, larger character development, and a campaign save. Its save system is good, but saving is still work. For Elder Scrolls, put each hero's active cards, dice, and development note into a separate document wallet. Photograph the dungeon and write the exact next objective. For TMB, store each gear lock as a complete kit and keep the baddie stacks separated by point value. In both cases, build trays around what enters play together rather than component material. Current June and July 2026 owner comparisons consistently separate them by space and rhythm. Betrayal is praised as the freer, more exploratory evolution, but owners call out a larger table and longer commitment. Too Many Bones keeps the combat mat compact, and its one-night tyrant structure easier to revisit. That makes owning both defensible only when you want both rhythms, not because one is an automatic 2.0 replacement. What owners keep repeating Betrayal is the sprawling three-act adventure. Too Many Bones is the contained tactical run. The shared dice and chip ancestry does not make their calendar demands interchangeable. Does the shared combat make them redundant? Number both use attack defense dice, chips, and tactical positions, but encounter context and character development change the feeling. TMB's 4x4 mat is a tight arena where turn order, lanes, and skill die timing dominate. Elder Scrolls gives fights a location inside exploration, more variable builds, and more environmental context. If what you love is chip theory tactility and dice building, overlap is real. If what you love is the arc asterisk, they separate cleanly. TMB is a repeatable character and tyrant puzzle. Elder Scrolls is a premium adventure campaign with TMB-like DNA. How should strategy evolve from first run to expert play? Too many bones, first run. Learn one Gearlock's reliable turn before chasing the clever skill dice. Increase the stats that let the character execute its role, understand how misses feed the backup plan, and treat initiative position as part of the build. The first goal is a repeatable contribution every round. Too many bones, serious play. Read the tyrant and likely baddie mix before spending training points. Build for the encounter schedule, not an abstract end state. Preserve flexible dice or backup plan access for the round where positioning, recovery, or control matters more than raw attack. On the 4x4 mat, one square of movement can remove an enemy turn. Damage is not the only useful output. Elder Scrolls First Campaign. Choose a clear party job for each hero and resist buying every attractive skill line. Use the first act to prove resource generation, movement, defense, and one dependable damage or control route. Record why each major upgrade was chosen so the second session does not reopen the entire build debate. Elder Scrolls, serious play. Plan across the three-act arc. A build that peaks early can make later rewards feel redundant, while a build that waits too long can turn the middle act into recovery. Evaluate a skill by the actions, dice, or positioning it saves across several encounters. In both games, premium components cannot rescue a party whose roles overlap and whose scarce mitigation arrives one round late. Which one belongs on a normal weeknight? Too many bones is the stronger appliance game. Choose a Gearlock, choose a tyrant, assemble the encounter deck, and finish the arc in one long evening. The compact battle mat keeps every position legible, and repeated plays turn a Gearlock's odd dice into a language. It is still rules dense, but the state dies with the session. There is no campaign to preserve between Tuesdays. Betrayal of the Second Era is the stronger short campaign ritual. A three-act adventure can span several nights, locations change the play structure, and class lines let the same ancestry grow differently. Its best moments come from remembering why the party travelled somewhere and allowing a build to evolve across the arc. The price is table footprint, save state care, and more rules recovery after a missed week. For a shared household table, buy too many bones first unless everyone actively wants to reserve multiple sessions. For a dedicated table or a group that schedules campaigns reliably, Elder Scrolls can become the richer home. Owning both makes sense when you want a contained tactical run and a roaming adventure. Owning both because they use premium chips and dice is expensive duplication. What should you buy first? For too many bones, buy the current smaller box core, not an ambiguous older marketplace edition. Current owner discussion notes Amazon can combine old and new listings. The newer compact box and current rules are the safer target. Add one Gearlock only after playing the four core characters. Age of Tyranny adds campaign continuity and useful early encounters, but it is not required. For Elder Scrolls, buy the core and play a complete three-act campaign before adding Valenwood, Somerset, or the larger 2026 content wave. The core already has enough build combinations to expose whether freeform development is the feature you wanted. If buying both, start TMB first. Its shorter loop will teach the shared material language without asking you to maintain a campaign. Final verdict. Too many bones is the better repeatable game night. Elder Scrolls is the better compact campaign. Frequently asked questions. Is Elder Scrolls Betrayal of the Second Era just Too Many Bones 2.0? Number it shares dice, chips, neoprene and combat ancestry, but adds world exploration, dungeon tiles, mix and match character lines, and a three-act campaign. Too Many Bones remains more compact and more character-defined. Which is better solo, Elder Scrolls or Too Many Bones? Too Many Bones is easier to table repeatedly and reset in one night. Elder Scrolls is better when you want to maintain a character across a short campaign and have room for a larger setup. Do I need expansions for either game? Number both core boxes are complete. Play at least 10 sessions or one full Elder Scrolls campaign before adding content. Which game takes more table space? The Elder Scrolls. Its world, dungeon, and character development areas make it a larger operating game. Too Many Bones centers on a compact 4x4 battle mat. Is it worth owning both? Yes, only if you value both calendar shapes. repeatable one-night tyrant runs and a three-session freeform campaign. If you want only one, time and table space are stronger tiebreakers than component quality. Which game is easier to teach to someone who has never played a chip theory game? Too Many Bones has the smaller operating footprint, but each gearlock still has a personal rules vocabulary. Elder Scrolls uses more systems and takes longer to teach. Start with Too Many Bones and one patient gearlock, if approachability is the deciding factor,